Good morning, gentlemen. As always, great to be here in Goodyear, Arizona. It's bright and early here in Goodyear and a little bit chilly, but hey, when you hear the crack of the bat and the pop of the glove, and went over to the ballpark yesterday and caught some of the Tribe and the Diamondbacks, it's good to see and hear baseball. Boy, it's hard to believe that it has arrived, per se, with spring training here in Goodyear, and then, of course, Indians baseball throughout the summer on AM 930 WEOL. It really is exciting to hear it for the first time and see it for the first time. It kind of gets your juices flowing as far as Tribe baseball is concerned. Well, of course, as part of our Weed Pro Indians Radio Week presented by EcoTree Services, a lot of interviews and a lot of conversations with Indians players and coaches. We'll hear from Tito, the manager, I believe tomorrow, front office personnel as well. But yesterday, Sunday, I was meandering around the clubhouse, and as we mentioned with Rosie and you heard earlier with Greg Allen, new guys, new faces, trying to figure out who's where in that clubhouse. But a guy that certainly made an impact last year, Shane Bieber. Boy, the youngster worked his way into the starting rotation, and he was very impressive. Won 11 games for the Indians as that fifth starter behind Kluber and Bauer and Carrasco and Clevenger. He really opened up some eyes. So he's in camp this year, ready to make another step forward, and had a chance to talk to Shane Bieber yesterday. So let's hear what the Indians right-hander had to say. And just as I started the interview with Greg Allen, kind of started off with Shane by asking about the new faces and about some of the guys that are also gone from this team that had been around for a while and how challenging that is.
Yeah, it's different, especially, you know, coming in as a rookie last year and getting acclimated with the clubhouse and finally feeling like that at the end of the year. But you know, there's just like any offseason, there's going to be some moves made, and we got rid of some veteran presences, but we also brought in a lot of great guys. So it'll be cool to see who steps up and see, you know, a bunch of different names step up and take leadership roles in this clubhouse. And I think it's an exciting time just having a younger club and not really knowing what we're capable of. I think that's some of the most dangerous teams are kind of like that. So I think it's an exciting time, and excited to see where we go.
Does that make this camp a little bit different?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to be honest, I can't say for sure because I wasn't in Major League camp last year. So it's all kind of new for me, and I'm just trying not to act like too much of a greenie. So I'm trying to figure out as we go.
You were talking about the fact that, you know, this team can be dangerous. Obviously, the ultimate goal remains the same, to get to October baseball and then let the chips fall where they may, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the goal is still the same. So in regards to that, the vision stays the same. So I think it'll be cool to be able to do it with a different group and kind of see where we go and how we do as we go along.
Shane, you were mentioning your first Major League camp. Boy, how do you build off last year? Certainly a tremendous campaign. So where do you now look to make that next step, to make that progression?
I think there's a lot of things to improve for me. Personally, I think just sharpening all my pitches, but, you know, even more specifically, just going third, fourth time through the order, I think I kind of declined statistically there last year. So being able to stay sharp throughout the game and continuing to improve and keep hitters off balance is going to be key for me.
Again, we're talking with Shane Bieber, part of our Indians Radio Week coverage. Shane, you're surrounded by just phenomenal pitchers in this clubhouse. Carrasco, Kluber, Bauer. How much do you try to soak in what they can teach you and just watch and learn from them?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm fortunate to be able to come into that rotation last year and to learn from these guys and all that they have to offer. And it's neat because it's, you know, four different pitching styles, and not all guys are cut from the same cloth, but especially these four. So to be able to learn from all these guys, and especially the starting staff, like you said, and to take what they have to give, and you know, they always offer up, you know, plentiful support and advice, and I appreciate them for that. But just to be able to learn from guys that are kind of proven already and you know, established in the league is very nice.
And yet, you're your own guy. You're your own pitcher. You develop your own style. What you did last year, did it almost surpass your own expectations, or did you realize, hey, this thing's about to come forth for me?
No, I think your expectations are always going to be a little bit lofty, just as an athlete. So I think my expectations were a little bit higher, and but that's kind of how it's always going to be, and that's the reality of the game as long as you're a competitor. So being able to set those lofty expectations and hopefully reach them is something that I think most guys do. And there were some frustrations at the tail end of last year, especially like we talked about going third time, fourth time through the order. Some outings were going well and slid a little bit third time, fourth time through the order, like I said. But just being able to improve on that, I think, is going to be really key this year.
So, Shane, what are your goals? What are your expectations for 2019?
Like I said, I'm just going to keep it, performance-based and goal-oriented, kind of like that, and just really trying to focus on sharpening my tools and being able to be better throughout the game. I think that's going to be really key for me, and I think that'll take us a long way.
Is that something where you sit down with Carl Willis and or Tito and kind of look at last year, and I don't know if you grade it per se, but just to say, okay, here's where we need to take a step forward?
Yeah, I don't think it really needed a sit-down conversation. I thought it was pretty obvious. Just being able to reflect on your starts, and you realize, okay, what's obviously things were going as well as I expected, like I said, but it's always going to be like that. So just being able to reflect on the outings, kind of seeing what the common denominator was, and for me it was I would get through the lineup two times pretty clean, and then it my statistics took a little drop after that. So just being able to keep hitters off balance and switch things up and being able to set guys up from at-bat to at-bat is going to be really big for me.
Hey, congratulations on a nice 2018 season. Best of luck in 2019, and we appreciate you spending a few moments with us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That was Shane Bieber yesterday in the Indians clubhouse. Guys, as you can hear, the Indians, they like their music loud in the clubhouse. You know, that place was thumping yesterday afternoon.
And I'm of a generation that I cannot identify what song that was playing. It all is that thumpa, 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 is right? It all sounds the same. I'm sure it's some Ariana Drake thing going on.
Look,
there.
Tim, you need to bring in some get in there early and cue up some Mantovani. Oh.
I thought you were going to say Motley Crue, Craig, the way you started that way.
Yeah, and of course, when I always listen to the interviews back just to make sure, is there anything in that music that I don't want going out over the air? So no. I think we were safe there.
Speaking of a guy who likes sometimes words fly, Tito, we got to hear him with a little bit of his press conference. I didn't preview this, so I don't know if he's dropping any bombs in this one, but this is where they asked him about Shane Bieber, and similar to what he says, getting through the order, altering one of your pitches maybe to help you through the innings. Here's what Terry Francona had to say.
One, just a natural progression, but two, watching him, like the adjustments he makes with his changeup. So give him that third pitch, not just for the third time through the order, but when he falls behind a lefty, he got a little predictable. He's trying to find a grip where he can soften it up a little bit. He's had a lot thrown at him in a hurry, so it's fun watching him figure things out, though. You know, you want guys to make adjustments, and he made them on the fly last year. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, how do you balance, being excited about his potential and forming expectations, but then not putting too much on him?
We try never to put too much on anybody. I mean, one, he deserves to be where he is. He earned it. So that right there shows you that, again, we wouldn't have called him up if we didn't think he could handle it. We tell the young guys, the object is we don't want you just to get called up. We want you to get called up and help us win. There's a difference.
There's Terry Francona in the clubhouse talking with the media a little bit about Shane Bieber.
Yeah, that was a great quote. We don't call you up just to get you playing time. We call you up to help us win. And it was really interesting because that was Tito from yesterday, literally a half hour after I had talked to Shane Bieber down in the clubhouse. So it was interesting to hear Terry basically echo what Shane Bieber had said. So nice piece of work there, Bruce,
Those baseball talking points that they hand out to all the players to get everybody. You get them on the same page. And if you're, your manager has one thing to say, he's probably had the pitching coach in his ear on it too. So to have him express it, he's probably now he said it out loud, so now he has to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good piece there. So, again, Shane Bieber, very, very impressive. Boy, the bounty of pitching that the Indians have. It's going to be the trademark, and it's going to be the strength of this team this year, no doubt about it. And again, we thank Shane Bieber for joining us. All of our interviews from our Weed Pro Indians Radio Week, presented by EcoTree Services, brought to you by Budweiser, distributed locally by Maple City Ice.
More interviews coming up as we continue here on WEOL.